Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
It is 16 minutes to 10. I've got no idea where she is. Somewhere in Europe. Good morning, Sheridan.
Buongiorno.
Uh-huh. And the same to you. Where are you now?
Look, I'm in a tiny little village. It's called Montafio on Lake Como in northern Italy. It's a good hour's drive north of Milan on the Autostrada. And this little village is between Villa d'Este, which is that magnificent palatial hotel, and the Villa di George Clooney.
Oh.
Now, you're not going to ask me who George Clooney is.
No. Have you seen him around?
No, haven't seen him, but let me tell you, we went out on the boat yesterday. We went along the lake up to Bellagio, which is a really lovely little town further up, and we spotted his villa, but only with help from an American fellow who was on board. He knew exactly where the villa was, and everyone was surprised, and I certainly was too, by how visible it is. In fact, apparently two or three years ago, he tried to sell it because he was sick of the paparazzi hanging around, but he's decided to stay on. He's become very well known in the area, and apparently he dines almost nightly down there at the Villa d'Este. He can afford to. But this American fellow also told us that Paul McCartney has a villa here, Madonna. And Richard Branson, he pointed out his amazing estate to us, which is surrounded by beautiful trees and there's a tennis court on it. And there's a huge villa that used to belong to Versace, right out on the point. You would have seen it in many ads over the years. You would recognise it. But it's been sold to a Russian billionaire who is known as the Bellini King. I think it should be known as the Bling King, because apparently it's been completely renovated inside, all bling, and they wanted to redo the outside, but the people at Lake Como all protested so much that, you know, it's been left alone, and thank goodness it has, because it's magnificent as it is. You wouldn't want it to be Russian bling.
We keep hearing, by the way, I want to ask you what the weather's like there, but we keep hearing that things are tough in Italy and they owe a lot of money to everybody. I gather the tourist business is booming?
Look, this is actually what they call the off-season. The season closes here on the 1st of October, but there are still plenty of tourists around, a lot of American tourists, German tourists. We've bumped into Australian tourists. I don't get the feeling here in northern Italy, and you have to remember this is the wealthy area. This is also a very industrialised area that people are suffering at all. I think as we move further south, get to Rome and definitely Naples, we'll definitely feel it down there. But no, and the villas around Lake Como, gosh, people certainly have a lot of money around here. We drove here from Verona, which is in the Po River Valley, and that's it's a very classy city, very wealthy area, well known for its fantastic Roman arena. And of course, as you know, Juliet's balcony, Romeo and Juliet. You know, I had to fight to even get a picture of the balcony. A very girly thing to do, I know.
Yes.
But even getting here on the Autostrada, I think you've driven on the Autostradas in Italy yourself. And even knowing, trying to work out how to play the tollways, oh my God, it's heart-stopping, absolutely heart-stopping, because, you know, they go so fast. And I don't think they even need, I don't know why they ever invented indicators for Italian cars, because they certainly don't use them.
Not in Italy. Okay, now, do you have a recipe for us?
Well, I do have a recipe. I have a recipe because around the lake, actually, they don't grow many vegetables and there's not much wine, but they have plenty of fish in the lake. It's called persico. It's a little fresh perch fish. And so I have a risotto, because risotto is grown along the Po River Valley area. Rice is grown and you make risotto with rice. So I've got a risotto con pesce persico alla lage, which is with fresh fish from the lake, and that will be on my webpage, which is sheridanrogers.com.au.
Thank you. Now that we'll talk to you next week if I can find you.
Oh, yes, let's hope you can.
Bye-bye.
Bye.